Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Rick Smith is here. Rick's a great member of our Brain Trust. More than coming up on 7 years, he's been hanging out with us. He's the co-founder of Fast Radius Industrial Automation Company. He's the author of a book we helped him launch a few years ago called The Leap. He's got a brand new book out called The Great Disruption. And he's here to talk to us about that very topic. Rick Smith, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, Rick, when you hear the politicians talk these days, the two presidential candidates, one of the big discussions is globalization. They act like trade is the enemy, and they think trade is the enemy of jobs. But none of them will ever say that the country that lost the most manufacturing jobs in the last generation is China, not America. And the reason wasn't because of globalization, but it was because of technology, will they?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. And I think that, you know, the technology keeps marching on at a, you know, increasingly accelerating pace. That you really have to just deal with the outcomes of that and try to write yourself into the future in the best way possible.
What upsets me about all this is that nobody... They're blaming trade when trade is not the enemy, and there really isn't an enemy. There's just disruptions that we need to deal with and redirect our resources and our education and our training processes, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's clearly, you know, winners and losers in all of this massive technology, you know, change that's hitting, you know, pretty much every industry at this point. So if you just sit back and hope that the industries where you've been successful are going to remain stagnant, then you're probably going to be on the losing end. Whereas if you start to invest in where the technology is going and what the future opportunities look like, I think there's a lot of there's a lot of ways to be successful for both individuals, businesses, and you know, countries and regions.
Well, I've been saying for three or four presidential cycles that if someone would just call it like it is and say, okay, when I'm president, we're going to recognize that we're coming into an era of disruption because of technology that's moving so fast that our workforce is not able to keep up. So we're going to invest in redirecting our education process. And those who are already out of the education process, who are being left behind, we're going to get them reskilled, re-educated, retrained, so that they can take these new jobs. I mean, why wouldn't that be a winner, Rick?
Yeah, I think people in general have a hard time, writing themselves or envisioning themselves in the future. There's a psychological term called presentism,
yeah.
Where you have a hard time not seeing the future as anything different than today. And so if you look at the disruption in the information world, we went from a world of mass production with the printing press and major publishing companies to a world of the Internet. The studies have all shown that the number of jobs have increased probably 20 to 30% from the past industries, but you can't tell that to the people that were in the past industries that were seeing their particular jobs go away. And I think we see that across all these different industries. If you're in one of those existing old line industries, there's nothing you can say that makes me feel better. There likely
right.
will be more jobs in the future.
And that's the reason why we've got millions of people who are unemployed, but they're not showing up on the records because they're not even trying. One of my favorite stories, Rick, is I was talking to a guy who builds greenfield paper plants for this company. And so he goes in, takes a field that, you know, there's nothing there. He builds a paper mill. and runs it for a year or so till a resident operator comes in. And I was talking to him after he finished this one project near me, and I said, how many of your people use a computer? Not just a keyboard, but there's a computer in the direct performance of their job. Running the paper mill, out on the lines. He said 100% of them. And I said, how many employees do you have? He said 400. 800, the one I built 10 years ago took 800. This same plant today takes 400.
Yeah, interesting. We see this across the, you know, across the board, particularly in manufacturing. In fact, our we've got a state-of-the-art 3D printing factory in Louisville, and we like to say we man the whole thing with one engineer, one computer, and a dog.
Yeah.
And the dog is there so the engineer doesn't touch the computer.
Right. Exactly. So the Great Disruption, tell us what that is.
Yeah, so the Great Disruption, I a couple years ago, I took a crazy turn in my career and launched a company in the industrial 3D printing business. So using the 3D printing technology to not make consumer trinkets, but to actually start making industrial parts. There's just tremendous opportunity related to the waste that's created by mass production industries.
Right.
Trillions of dollars in inventory that's created. So if you can start
And the expense of the R&D to create prototypes, right?
Exactly. So if you can start producing, you know, in a world where you get what you need, when you need it, where in the world you need it, in the exact quantities that you need, it completely transforms how global supply chains work, as one example.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started getting into this and started seeing that this is not just what's happening in manufacturing is not just an increase in efficiency, but entirely different business models that are being created. And so started studying other major disruptions in technology and started seeing some real patterns that can allow us to understand, okay, where are we going and what's likely to happen in what sequence.
Well, exactly. And, of course, nothing is going to be disrupting. Nothing is going to disrupt the industry that we have out there now more than 3D printing is. And there are other things that are happening concurrent with all that, right?
Including
different kinds of throughput, folks. What you put into the 3D printer to come out the other side. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some more specifically about this great disruptor, 3D printing, with our good friend Rick Smith. The book is called The Great Disruption. That's a brand new one. It's just out today. Available wherever books are sold. Rick Smith and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.